You hold in Dav Chav Zayin on the base by the Mishnah. Kol ha-yoytze min ha-eitz is a madlikim boy. Material that comes out of a tree, you can't use it for the wicks to make near Shabbos with. Is a madlikim boy here means to use it for the psila, for the wick. Ela pishtin, only pishtin flax. Flax is the only thing, even though it's called eitz, it comes out of the tree, still you could use it for a wick. That's flax. Anything that comes out of a tree, it doesn't have a tumas oil on it. An oil is a pshat if you have a roof on top of a mace. So we had before that the law is the tumma goes up to the roof. It's metama the roof. And then the tumma comes down, and any keli underneath the roof is also tummy. So this is halacha. What about the roof itself? Is the roof itself makabel tumma or not? So kol ha-yoytze min eitz eino matama tumas oilim. If you have beams, wood, for the roof, so even though it's an oil, it's not matama, it itself is not makabel tumma. Ela pishtin, only flax. Flax is the only material, even though it's called an eitz, if you use an ur, a skin of flax, or a sheet of flax on top, and you have a mace underneath, that makes an oil, and the flax is also tummy. So drashe madlikim boy lasas psila. The Mishnah is talking about making the wicks. Me canvas from canvas, or begged canvas mitzemeh gefen, either from a type of a canvas that's also something that grows like flax off the grass, or else mitzemeh gefen from cotton. As you can't use cotton or you can't use canvas for the wicks, only flax. Einem etama tumas oilim im osa mehen oil. If you made an oil from wood, v'hameis tachtov, and the mace is underneath one side of the wood. Hevek is shar bayis, it's like a din of a house. V'yein tzorach lahat fil oil atzmo. You don't have to be toivol the tent itself. Hey, the oil itself is not makabel tumah. The lekibul tumah el kelim shetachtav. Only the kelim underneath it, that's halach of kelim of oil hameis. But the roof should become tumah if it's a wood. It's not makabel tumah. Just like a house, the house is not makabel tumah either. Ela tishtin sha'af oil tumah. Even the oil itself becomes tumah. Kedichsev, the pasuk says, "Vehizo al oil." You have to make hazo al oil. The Gemara yalla to the pishtin mishtoi kura. The pasuk is talking about pishtin, even though it's called eitz. This pishtin is yer makabel tumas oil. So the Gemara, me no longer the pishtin it creates. How do we know this? You say that pishtin is called eitz. The Gemara pishtin flax grows off a type of grass. It's a grass coming out of the ground that has white stalks on it. In the white stalks, you have the pishtin. And how do you know it's called an eitz? Oma Mazutra di Yom Akro, but he says by Yoshua, by the Meraglim, Vihi, by Vihi Halosam Hagogo, she brought them up to the roof, and she hid them in Pishtin and flax, Ho'etz. So see, the Pasuk calls it Pishtin Ho'etz. Yeah. So that's the Raya flax is also called from the tree. Right. Only flax is the only thing that you make an oil. Out of flax, then the oil itself is makabel tumah. But if it's made out of any other material that comes out of wood, it's not makabel tumah. So Toyez asked the Kash, even though we had the Gemara before, by a tumas or by a marda, his mashma, anything you have over the oil itself becomes tummy, and even though it wasn't pasach tefach, so Toyez says, there is talking about a piece of wood that's not kavua, it's not like a house. Or b'hocha ayri b'dovra kavua shechibu l'karka. Here we're talking about something you mechubra to the karka, you made like a house out of it. Once it becomes like a house itself is not makabel tumah. And no other than any wood is not makabel tumah. Only an oil made out of pishtin is makabel tumah. But if it's not kavua, you just have a beam over the mace, then the mace brings the tumah and it comes down, the oil itself is also makabel tumah. Yeah. So the Gemara, no, if I made a mistake yet, I said we're finished with tumah, there's another sugi, another blot of tumah yet. How do we know this Yisoid that pishtin flax is yer makabel tumah? Omer Reb Loza, gomar oil oil mimishkan. We learn out the Yisoid of oil by mace. The Torah says the oil is tumah from the mishkan, what's called an oil by the mishkan. Ksiv hoch in the parsha of tumas mace it says zois ha Torah odom kiyomas boil. A person dies and is in an oil. So the pasuk says that the oil itself is tumah even though the oil doesn't touch the mace. The oil becomes tummy, and who are then anything underneath the oil of a keli is on the other side, underneath the oil, the keli is also makabel tumah. So what type of oil are we talking about? Well, Ksiv Hosam, it says in the parsha of the Mishkan, Vayifrois
as the oil al ha-mishkan. They threw the oil on top of the mishkan. So the mishkan is called an oil. We have pictures here soon, we'll soon see what the oil was. But understand, the taitch of mishkan itself, it goes upon the oil, goes upon the covering of the mishkan. The pasuk says, "Vayifrois," they threw as the oil al ha-mishkan. They threw the oil on top of the mishkan. Because understand, the mishkan has three coverings to it. That was called the mishkan. We'll soon see. So there were three different type of coverings on top of the mishkan. So they threw the oil on top of the mishkan. Is malahalon shel pishtin? Just like by the mishkan, one of the three oils on top was made out of pishtin. The first one was made out of sheish mushazor, was made out of type of pishkin. Pishtin is curry oil. So you see, it's called an oil made out of flax. Is afkan shel pishtin curry oil? Who was in here by tumas meis? If the oil is made out of pishtin, it's also mekabel tumah, the oil is tummy. The only type of material that was used for covering the mishkan was eitz, was pishtun. The first covering of the mishkan was sheish moshazor, was made out of flax. Everybody knows this is the mishkan itself without any covering. This is the way the mishkan looked with the chutzar here around it with the coverings. Understand to know, this here was the mishkan itself. The mishkan itself has three coverings on top of it. The first one here is sheish moshazor, that's made out of flax. The next one is made out of ezim, made out of goat's hair. And the third one is made out of skin. We'll soon see in our Gemara, machlekes taka. It's interesting, that's the way the mishkan used to look though. I don't know the exact colors, it was ma'adamim, it was red skin. About them. This is the machlekes, soon have an our Gemara here. The machlekes, the top skin, if it was two coverings, two different skins, or it was one skin with two coverings. We'll soon see. That was Gemara. But I call part of the mishkan itself is called the covering. This is the mishkan, the covering, the oil. So we learn out from the mishkan what's called an oil. So the first one, the first covering was made out of pishtun. The first one was made out of sheish moshazor, which was pishtun. That's called an oil. So oil of flax is called an oil. But Yifra says oil es ala mishkan. Malahalan shel pishtun curry oil. Afkan shel pishtun curry oil. For the Gemara, malahalan shezurin vechutin kofel vov. By the mishkan, when they made the first cover made out of flax, it was twirled. Every material, every one was twirled. Plus, it was folded over six times. It was a thick material. Is a bizoy maybe also by hilchas tumah? If dafka has to be a pishtun that's twirled and folded over six, afkan shezurin v'chutin kaf vav tamud loyma oil. And this pasuk v'yifreis as oil, it says two times the word oil. It's a ribo no. Any type of an oil made out of flax is makabo tumas oil. So at Gemara, e oil ribu, if you hold it's a ribu, then maybe afilu kol milunami, maybe it's marba, any type of an oil, even made out of wood, will also be makabo tumas oil. And the Gemara came, gzereshava maya hanile. If you can marba any type of a material that makes an oil, the oil is tumay, what do I need gzereshava? Zeis teres adam, and vayifreis es oil. What do I need to exerish over for? Every material is mekabel tumah soil. Elamai, no. Only flax is mekabel tumah. That's what I need to leave from the mishkan. So the pasuk says, by tumas meis, zois hateru odim kiyomas boil, what type of an oil is it? The afkan oil made out of flax. For the gemara ve'emo malahalan kroshim, let's say by the mishkan, no, the mishkan was called kroshim. It's avim minaris. Part of the mishkan is even the kroshim. The kroshim, that was the woods, the bare mishkan itself, the woods of the mishkan. So if that's called the mishkan, maybe the kroshim is also mekabel tumah then. Beimah malahal and kroshim, afkan kroshim. Maybe who are there for tumas oil, if you have kroshim wood on top, maybe that's also mekabel tumah. So the Marnein, Omar Kro, V'yosisa kroshim la mishkan. Make the wood for the mishkan. The mishkan means the covering on top. He makes the kroshim in order to be able to put on top of it the mishkan. So we have a diuk, mishkan, kori mishkan. The mishkan means the top covering, that's called the mishkan. V'yein kroshim kriya mishkan. But the kroshim, the wood that holds up the mishkan, that's not called the mishkan. So mainly we're learning out from the mishkan what's called an oil. Only the coverings on top is called an oil. So what was the coverings on top? Was made out of skin or else was made out of pishtun. Trashiafkan troshim v'yemadeit nam yikruel. Maybe even wood is also called an oil. Mishkan kori mishkan. Kogoin esse yirios. Oh, Rashi, what's called the mishkan? The esirios, the 10 curtains. Shesh moshes are made out of flax. Or mishkan ikri oil. The mishkan is called an oil, the covering. The seves mishkan oil moyed. The mishkan was the oil, the covering of the kroshim. That was called the mishkan. The top part was called the mishkan. The pasuk says, "V'yosisa michsel oil." You should make a covering for the oil. So I'll make a diyuk. Hachinami michsel lo yikri oil. Maybe the covering is not called the oil. The pasuk says, "Make a covering for the oil." Mashma, the oil is one thing, and the michsel is something else. So maybe the covering, like our moshes or our flax, is not called an oil. So the Gemara, that can't be. Eloi bezoi, if you want to say like that, that the flax, the covering is not called an oil. Eloho deboi Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza klara shayla. Or behema tumeo, mali shitama b'yel ames. What about if you have skin of a behema tumeo, and you're using it to make an oil? You have a tent, a roof, made out of this skin, and on the bottom is the mace. Is this skin makabel tumas oil or not? That was a shayla. What's a shayla? So tomorrow, hash to or behema tohira loy metame. If you're going to tell me now that the michse, the covering of the mishkan, which was made out of skin, is not called an oil, like you say michse al oil, it's a covering for the oil, but not the oil itself. So the michse, the covering of the mishkan, which was made out of skin, is not makabel tumah. Or bezoi or behema tamei miboi. Like what's the shaila? What's his having to say that the or behema tamei is makabel tumas oil? Madach or behema tahura is not makabel tumah. If we're going to say the michse is not called an oil, so pshita behema tamei is not makabel tumah. Sell him my pshita vada skin is yeh makabel tumah. I why? And the Gemara shani hosam the ahadre krum. The posek itself puts it back to say the michse is called an oil. The Yechsev, another passage by Midbar says, "V'nosu es yirias ha-mishkan," they carried the yirias, the curtains of the mishkan, "v'yes oyel moyed," and the oyel moyed, "michseya," which was covering it, "o michse ha-tachas asher olav," the michse ha-tachas, just the third covering. We'll soon see what tachash means. It's another type of the skin of a behemoth, asher olav, "is makish elyon ha-tachton," we're makish the top, this tachash, to the one underneath it. Ma tachton kori oil, just like the middle covering is called an oil, because it says v'nosu es riyas ha-mishkan v'yes oil moed. So the middle covering of the izim that was made out of goat's hair, that's called the oil moed. That's called an oil. Is who had in the top covering, the mechseyu ha-tachash, that was the skin, the third covering on top, is also called an oil. Is af elyon kori oil, who had in the third covering on top, is also called an oil. These are the three types of covering that has on the mishkan. That first the flax, that was the first type of covering. Then the middle covering was the seer izim, made out of goat's hair. And then and that the Torah calls klo oil moed, that's called the oil. And then on top of that is the or tachash, that's the skin of an animal, which was the third covering on top. So it would be makish the third covering to the second covering. Just like the second covering of the Torah says klo, it's called an oil, who was in the top covering is also called an oil. But that's the way the Mishkan used to look when it was covered. There are other pictures of the Mishkan when it was covered. So Drashi hash to or behemet tohiru. Could go in elam adomim, the red skins or ram skins. Ma tachton. Drashi, what's tachton means? Ashtei esri yirias izim. The middle covering was 12 curtains of izim, made out of goat's hair. Lo'oyel ala Mishkan. That's cloth that Torah calls an oil. The Mishkan, what is the Mishkan? It's called an oil al ha-Mishkan. It's a covering on top of the Mishkan. What does the Mishkan mean? The Mishkan hainu esi yirias ha-mechuboris b'kar se-zov. That was the first covering. Hey, the first covering is called the Mishkan. That's called the flax. Made out of pishtin, the first covering is called the Mishkan. The oil al ha-Mishkan is the second covering. That's called the seir izim. That's called the goat's ear. That's the second covering. And the third covering, that's the or tachash. That's the skin. Hainu esi yirias ha-mechuboris b'kar se-zov. Milmala mehem, on top of that is oil yirias izim. The oil is the yirias izim, made out of the hair of the izim, goats. Ulamala mehem, what was the third covering on the Mishkan? Michsei horus. That was the covering of the skin. We'll soon see which skin they use. Maris Adomim, red skin, they use on top, that's a Tchoshim skin, that was the top. So a Makish claw, that this top is also called an oil. So Mela, since the skin is called an oil, Pshita or is Mekabot Tumas oil. So therefore, Moshe, as a Shiloh, the Mishkan of Adam was talking about Behemoth Torah. What about the Or of a Behemoth Tumei? Is that also Mekabot Tumas oil or not? That was his topic. But that's the Maskana of Adam, that all the oils of the Mishkan is Mekabot Tumas oil. So Mela, we know skin is Mekabot Tumas oil, and the word in flax is also Mekabot Tumas oil. So the more Gufa. Boy, we have a loser. Or behema tamei, if you have the skin of a pig skin, mal shitama tumas oholim. If you have a pig skin on top of a mace, is the pig skin makabel tumas mace or not as an oil? That's the sophic. For the more might can be boiling, what's the sophic? Omer avada baravo, tachash shohoye bimei moshe. Says by the Mishkan, the top skin was made out of or tachash, the skin of this behema called tachash. We have a suffix. What type of behemoth was that? Shoye b'mei Moshe, can we boil it? Tomei hoya, was that a tomedike behemoth? And the male, since they used that for an oil on top of the Mishkan, so it has tumas oil. Oy tor hoya, maybe no, it was vadi tor. So if it was tor, then you have no raya, it won't be by the skin of a tomei. Omer Rab Yosef, mighty boiler, what's your suffix? Tanina, we learned. Of Raiso, loyhuchshu lemlecha shemayim, you could only use something for melecha shemayim to do mitzvahs with, elo or behema teira avad, only the skin of a behema teira avad, you can't use pigskin to make a mishkan with. So what's your suffix that maybe the skin, that the tachash was a behema teira? So avad was a behema teira, so what's your suffix to say, even a behema teira, the skin should also be mekabel tumas oil? Avad, if you learn out from the mishkan, was only a behema teira. But the more name, Moser Rab Abba, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shnei Mirsoyes Hoya. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, this is the two sheets here. Top picture is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and the bottom sheet is Rabbi Nechemya Shita. He held the top covering were two separate coverings. It was two skins. It was a red skin and a white skin. Two separate skins. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shnei Mirsoyes Hoya. The third covering was made out of two separate skins. Echot shel oiris elim, one out of skin from rim, madomin, a red skin, the echot shel oiris tchoshim, and another was made out of tchoshim skin, another type of a skin. We have nechem yuayim enayin, michsechet hoy, it was one covering. Okay, the third covering, like this picture here, it's one, it's half and half. Half of it was red, and the other half was the tchoshim. We have nechem yuayim er, it was one covering. It looked like a tall elon. That's something that looks like a squirrel. It looked like a certain behemoth. For the Gemara, a tall elon tumeya hoya. That's a behemoth tumeya. So the chur, you see, the skin came from behemoth tumeya. My name, what kind of kashrus that? Hachikama. Kamin tall elon. It looked like the skin of a tall elon. Who? Sheyesh by gavonim harba. Just means it had a lot of colors. Yes. Hush, that was the picture's right. It has a lot of colors. Hey, the top skin had a lot of colors to it. But this one also has a lot of colors to it. The top skin here has a lot of colors. V'loy tol ilon, but it wasn't mamish tol ilon. Di lo ha some tommy. So some say it's a squirrel. Avada tol ilon. It doesn't make sense, squirrel. That's a colorful. No. Di lo ha some tommy. Tol ilon is a tomatik behema. V'ocha tor, avada here, the tachash that was used in name Moshe was a tordik behema. Omer Rabbi Yosef, v'ochi is very good. Haino de metagiminon sizguna. The targum says on the word of tachash sizguna. What does that mean? Sheshosha begavonim harbi. Was very happy with a lot of different colors. Whereas this skin had a lot of colors to it. So I call upon the tachash that was b'mei moishi. You have no raya. It was a behemoth. Tumeya. It could be was a behemoth tor. It was a behemoth tor. Just it had a lot of colors to it that it made it look like a behemoth, like a behemoth tumeya. The emissin was one skin on top. So the Zayi with Zvik Shvei now, what's your suffix to say a behemoth tumeya? Should be mekabel tumas oil, tumas ameis. If you learn out from the Mishkan, of all the portion of the Mishkan was only behemoth Torah. They didn't have behemoth tumeis. So the more name, Rav Omar or behemoth tumeya de metama b'yoyel ameis mocha. Stack it true. So the tzad to say that a behemoth tumeya or a behemoth tumeya should be mekabel tumas is not from the Mishkan. Of all the Mishkan, you only use behemoth Torahs. There's another tzad to say that even a behemoth tumeya is also mekabel tumah. The Tanya learned another halacha. Or the pasuk says by or is or, and oibor, the post is lashon oibor, is ribuitz marba or behemoth tameya. So this is a parsha in the goyim. The Torah says if a nega goes upon a beggar made out of skin, it has tumas negoyim. The pasuk says oibor. We have a riboy, even an or behemoth tameya. If you have pig skin in your house and a nega comes in it, it's makabel tumah. So may last the tzad. Once you see that in the hilchos negoyim, behemoth tameya is the same thing like a behemoth tayra. Maybe the same halacha can apply by oil hames. Oil hames also. We know a behemoth tayra with the skin of a behemoth tayra is yer makabel tumas oil hames. So maybe who are din behemoth tumei is also makabel tumas ames. Like the din will apply the same halachas. So this is one ribui. Vos says oy ba'or is ribui. Yor behemoth tumei. Baita, another ribui is v'shaloka biyat koyin. Luyitsuya, the or you gave to the koyin should test it out. And biyat ha-koyin, that's where it became tumei. That's where the nega came in it. Still it's makabel tumah. Baita, kotsatz mikulam. You cut out from different type of materials. But you also echemem, you made one material out of it. Is minayin, this one beged now is makabel tumas negoyim. Talmud loyma oy bechol meleches or, any type of a meleches or is makabel tumah. Any type of meleches or. So these are the rebuyim we have from this postik oibor. So I call upon him in the parsha from the goyim. We see klor that a behemah temeya, the skin is also makabel tumah. Trashi. My can be boyle. Hami Mishkan Gomel or Yehuda. Yehuda is learning it out from the Mishkan. Yeliab Reish Shemayt. The Vosem Torah in the Mishkan Zicha all the behemoths were Torah. Devam Lumlechas a Mishkan. Yemichsi Echad Hoya. Chetz Yev Shel Elam. According to Rav Nechemya was one covering. Half of it was made out of rim. Vechetz Yev Shel Tchoshim. O Lamala. I the Pesuk says Lamala. The Kroa Atavayu Ksiv. Both of them was the top covering. The bain elim bain tchoshim oyu michse echod milmala l'oil urias izim. It was the covering on top of the middle covering on top of the urias izim. Yetole ilon chayet temehi numeros begavon has a lot of different colors to it. The yachosiati yeshoshes asomach biyefu begavonim. Yor oibor gabi negoyim siv oibor. The pasuk says oibor veheve motzle michtev oibor. The pasuk could have just said oibor. Why does it say boor? That's a riboy, even a behemoth tameya. But avayta v'shaloka biyat koyin, mishareyu biyat koyin. When you gave the skin to the koyin to check it out to see, is there a nega here or not? Nasa nega, then it became a nega. Umetchilu lo hoya nega. B'shafti Yisrael had the beggar in his hand, it wasn't a nega yet. Now after the koyin got it in his hand, then it became a nega, still it has tumas negoyim. Kotzatz mikulon, mikol amur beposik, v'chibrin yachad, all different types of skins. You cut out a piece of each one and put it together. It's also makabel tumas negoyim. Yeah. So that's it's sad to say. Since you say batumas negoyim, a pig skin is makabel tumah, maybe who are then by tumas hameis or oil hameis, also pig skin could be makabel tumas hameis. For the Gemara name, vehicle and mirfuk, if you're learning out from the goyim, like Esakasha, malin negoyim shken shesi v'yarev tomibhem. Hatei negoyim has a special chumrah, that even a raw material, you just have the up and across, you started to weave a begid, just the shesi v'yarev alone, and then a nega comes on that, it's makabel tumah. Mashenkin for negoyim, for mace, oil hames, it has to have a shame begid, it won't have a tumas hames. So you can't learn out from the goyim. Maybe dafka by the goyim material was machmir shesi verb is makabel tumas the goyim. Who are then pigskin is makabel tumas the goyim. But maybe you want to have a tumas oil hameis. Maybe only skin of a Torah, not skin of a behemoth tameya. Elazat gemara goma mishrotzim. I learned out that pigskin has the same aloch like skin of a behemoth Torah for the parsha of shrotzim. The Tanya or the pasuk says by shrotzim or. Is ainly yellow or behemoth Torah. Only if a sheretz touches the skin of a behemoth Torah, that's what's makabel tumah. Or behemoth temeyah minayin. How do we know the skin of a behemoth temeyah is also makabel tumah if a sheretz touches it? Talmud loyma oy or ariba akro oy or. So right there, once you see by shrotzim, if a sheretz touches the skin, even though it's a pig skin, it's makabel tumah. Suwa din bo'el ames also, we're not going to be machalek between skin of a behemoth Torah and skin of a behemoth temeyah. So the Gemara, you want to learn out oil hameis from shrotzim? I'll tell you no. Mal is shrotzim shekein metamim bechadosha, like we had before. Shrotzim has a chumra to it. No matter how small the ant is, the sheretz says, I feel it's as small lentil. Still, it could be metamim something. Ma'ashenke ma'oil hameis, you have to have a kezayis always. So I can't learn out oil hameis from sherets. Irashi, shrotzim mitame bechadosha, umeis, aber tumes meis dafke bekezayis. V'negoyim bekegris, negoyim is a bigger share gris. V'upakus mekezayis, that's more than a kezayis. But I call upon him shrotzim as the biggest chumra as a shirim go. That even though it's a small zachadosha, very small lentil, still it can be mitame you. So you can learn out oil ha meis from shrotzim. And the Gemara, this negoyim yechich. Even though the goyim needs a shear of a kigris, still it's mekabel tuma. So the more of chozer adin, I'll learn that now from both. I'll learn that oil ha-meis from shrotzim and from the goyim. Both these two pashas of shrotzim and the goyim, the Torah says, zayib or of the behema Torah, and zayib the or of the behema tumei is mekabel tuma. Here's who adin oil ha-meis. That leroy zeh keroy zeh, for leroy zeh keroy zeh. That's the type of a lima. Learn out this one din from both of them. Each one doesn't have the chumra of the other one. Hasara shovashvim. What's the common denominator between the two of them, shrotzim and the goyim? Sheor t'tomei behen. That the skin of a behemah is makabel tuma. V'yosa or behemah t'meya, kor behemah t'ira. Just like by Negoyim and by Shrotzim, whether it's pig skin or skin of a Torah, it's Mekabel Tumah, is Af on the Yavi, who will then I learn out from these two dinim, Oil Hameis, Sha'or Tumeya, Sha'or Tomei Boy, that skin has a Tumas Oil Hameis. That we learn out from the Mishkan. The Mishkan was called an oil, and the top, the third skin, the third covering of the Mishkan was or was skin. And the Torah calls it an oil, so we know skin has a Tumas oil. If skin is on top of a mace, the skin is Mekabel Tuma. So we'll say the same halacha now. V'nasa boy or behemah tumeya, kor behemah tumeya. And we'll say the same halacha, that there's no chilek between the behemah tumeya and the behemah tumeya. Just like by Shrotzim and Menagoyim. Oma le rova mi banish le ravashi, rova yes akasha, no, rova banish yes akasha to ravashi. Ikul mifra, for this limud matak rabakasha. Mala tzara shavashibhem, I can't learn out oil amaze from these two pashis of shirotzim and negoyim. Shekain tuneyim bepochus mikazayis. They both have a chumru to it. Negoyim is metama bechadosh, is metama bekigrit. That's smaller than a kazayis. And shirotzim is metama bechadosh. To yama b'meis, mashenkin meis, she'enim metami ela b'gezayis. To have tumas oil on meis is only if the meis, you have the size of the gezayis of a meis. Less than that has no tumah. So b'zoi killer now the pasha of meis from the pasha of shrotzim. Elo amar rova mibanish. Rova let us say another tzad. Which makes shver, what's the tzad to say that a behemah, the or of a behemah tumeyo, should be mekabel or tumas ha-meis? Is asked the mekabel v'chayma. I learn now from mekabel v'chayma minoitze shalizim. From the hair of goats. She'ein metame b'negoyim. In the pashas of negoyim, there's no ribui. Only skin is mekabel tumas negoyim. But if you have a material made out of the hair of goats, it's not mekabel tumas negoyim. For nesvegim metame b'yel ha-meis, but oil ha-meis you have. Because that was the second covering of the Mishkan. The second covering of the Mishkan was made out of noitz ha-shalizim. So you see, it is called a covering. It's enough to mekabel tumah ha-meis. Is I bezoi or behema tumeya shumatama b'negoyim is ainu din shumatama b'yel ha-meis and have a kabuchayma madrichet or behema tumeya pigskin is mekamo tumas negoyim and the Torah did not give negoyim to noitz shalizim to hair of goats so pashas of tumas ha-meis the Torah gave to noitz shalizim so pshita behema tumeya should also have a pash of tumas ha-meis. So good, that's how we're blind. Tiger blind means Mumma Stavra said that pig skin, if it was on top of a mace, it would be Mekabel Tumas a mace. You learn how the Kabel Chayma from Neitzah Shalizim. For the Gemara of Yelo, ho de Tani Rabbi Yosef. Lo yuch shru lom lecha shemayim, elohor behema tohira bulvad. Lo mai hukasa. Before we said halacha, that there's certain halacha skin, you can only use lecha shemayim and behema tohira. And not a behema tumeya. For what halacha is he talking about? Like, what was his chiddush that pigskin doesn't have that din? And the Gemara let tefillin, again to make a tefillin, to write the parshas of tefillin, the cloth has to be made out of skin. So, what type of skin could you use? Dafka behema tohira. You can't use a behema tumeya. For the Gemara named tefillin behedik sibu. I have it. There's a pasuk in the parsha tefillin by itself. The pasuk says, "Lamantiyu tohiras Hashem beficha." that we dashin the pasuk tefillin should be for Torah Hashem beficham, something that go into your mouth. So we dashin min hamuta beficham means you have to write your tefillin on parchment that comes from a behemoth that you're allowed to eat that behemoth. That means only from a behemoth Torah. From a behemoth tamei you can't eat it. You can't make tefillin. So I don't need his chiddush to tell me I can't make tefillin from or behemoth tamei. Pshit I can't. Strashi. Eloha did Tony Rabbi Yosef. Kivan the Rabbinan or behemoth tamei. Li'el hameis. Now that we're saying even the skin of a behemoth tamei would be mekabel tumas el hameis. Hod the Tony Rabbi Yosef. That's what he raised before. L'may hilchaso. My the heve heve. What's my nafkamina? It would happen. Ilav lemelif neilatuma. To learn out some halacha that an or behemoth tumeya doesn't have certain halachas. So which halacha was he mechadish that you can't do with a behemoth tumeya? So if you want to say let tefillin zatrashi itmar di namim lecha shemayim, that tefillin is also called lecha shemayim, you can't use behemoth tumeya for it. Furthermore, that's pshita. The Tosafot says leman tiyu teres Hashem beficha min hamuta beficha. Yeah. That you can only make tefillin havada something that's mutter.